Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online, sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory, all with great warranties. Great pre-owned inventory. With the Sunbury Motors guarantee, which is so important. And a fabulous service department that takes care of everything, whether it happens to be inspections, routine, oil changes, diagnostics, they handle it all. It's Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Play-by-play call of the day.
That ball is hammered to left center field. Goodbye! Two-run shot! Tie game! Right up to where he used to sit as a kid coming to games here at Dodger Stadium. He turns on a ball and hits it a mile. Byron Buxton puts the AL in front. Two mammoth home runs. Stanton and now Buxton.
Yeah, Buxton actually put the team in front. All Stanton did was tie the game, and you know, okay. He got the MVP on name only. What inning was that?
Yeah, the fourth inning, whatever.
Excuse me. Tell me which point here I'm wrong.
You're right. That's the problem.
That's why you hate this show. All right. Aaron Judge, by the way, interviewed during the game. What do you say to little Johnny about, might as well have said little Matt. What do you say to little Matty about staying with the Yankees? Well, there are a lot of Yankees, little Matty.
Yeah. Not great.
He basically looked at the camera and said, I'm a Met. All right.
That would truly be the kiss of death.
All right. Let's get more into that and other items with Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Hello, Bob. Great to have you back.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. So I want to start with the commissioner talking about Tampa Bay, Oakland, then expansion. It seems like the right order because it keeps, you know, they'll know what the pool of cities really happens to be. What is the viewpoint right now on Oakland first, and then we'll get to Tampa?
Well, there's actually some optimism now for the first time in decades that they're getting the stadium done. The Oakland City Council has yet to vote. Now, probably been a couple of months, they passed all the other things as far as zoning, that sort of thing. So they're optimistic that it's going to stay in Oakland after all this time and not have to move to Vegas.
Which now brings up Tampa. I know when I was down there for the Outback Bowl back in early January, we were down at Ybor City, and I know that's where the Rays wanted to build a ballpark, and they haven't been able to get it done. So what's the status there? Because the commissioner's right. Having it on the Tampa side is better than being on St. Pete.
Yeah, St. Pete's side hasn't worked. You know, they do have an ironclad lease through 27, but you know that's probably okay now because it's, you know, take a few years to build a new ballpark. So yeah, I think it stays in the area, but just on the Tampa side. I mean, they can play their games at, you know, where the Yankee spring training site is at Legends Field. That'd be a big upgrade. So yeah, people just don't want to go over the bridge. You know, it's a traffic is brutal trying to get over there.
In fact, when we were there for the Outback Bowl, Bob, one of the bridges was hit by a barge and was out. So,
oh, wow.
So you're like, okay, that makes it worse. And by the way, Legends Field, which is next to Raymond James, is a beautiful little ballpark. So that's not bad.
No, not at all.
I'll go a little off field here because obviously the commissioner would not, he's not going to address this part. But who do you think might be prime expansion cities if they decide to go to 32?
Well, Nashville will be number one for sure.
Yep.
And they'd like to have go back to Montreal. They like to have two teams in Canada. So that's their second choice. And then there's a big drop-off. I don't think they go to Portland. It's too close to Seattle. I think they'll go nuts. And Nashville is going to cut into some territory, too, with all the teams in the area, the Cardinals and the Reds and all that. I think Vegas is down the pecking order a little bit. It could go there, but there's questions whether it would work in Vegas. It's as tough enough time surviving in Phoenix. Phoenix is the fourth largest city in the country. Vegas is like, I don't know if people are really going to go to Vegas in the summertime to see a baseball game.
Right. All right, so now let's get to the money part of it. We'll start with Aaron Judge, who is he's betting on himself. And you and I both know he got thrown off by the question the other night during the game. He was kind of caught a little bit. So how do you view the Aaron Judge situation?
Well, he said the other day talking to him is that he's not afraid of free agency. He kind of welcomes it. Has 30 teams bidding on him, and he's gotten this far. You might as well get free agency. But I think he's got to get at least $36 million a year, which is what Mike Trout gets. You're not going to get a 10-year extension like Trout did, but get fewer years, maybe a 7-year deal. So I'm not sure he hits $300 million. Probably comes in under that. And when you're talking about that kind of price tag, you're only going to have two or three teams bidding on you at that price.
Exactly. The length of the contract probably plays into the fact that he's now 30.
Yeah, that's the thing. In a way, yes. Got a late start. So, I could see 36, 37. I mean, he has been healthy this year, but he's had some injuries in the past. He's such a big guy. I mean, we see the injuries that's happened to Stanton over the years. So I think it's tougher for those guys to stay healthy.
All right, so now Juan Soto, 15 years, $440 million. He says no. Now they look to trade. If they trade, can it be prospects, or do you have to actually get major leaguers for him?
I think you have to get some major leaguers with those prospects. Right. So, you got to get a team's top prospects, three of the top five or the top five, and then at least one major leaguer or two. Let's be honest, Stephen, a lot of these prospects, never make it. Like, give you top first-round picks, you don't make it. So when they trade for these prospects, one or two are not gonna cut it. So you got to have some major league players, and because of that, that's why I think you'll get traded in the winter and not now. I think if you're a contender, why are you gonna trade away major league players, right now as well? At least in the winter, teams can make assessments, and then you can have everybody jumping in rather than just a few teams.
Right, exactly. Because now, at that point, you're now trying to form your team long term. Right now, you're trying to win. So you're not going to say, we're going to give you the second baseman, the center fielder, and the right. No, we need those guys to win now, so they're not going to do that. Were you surprised that Soto rejected it? Because, the numbers are great. The average is not great. But were you surprised?
Not really when you looked at it. It just, remember, they had already said he turned down, 360 or something before. And then, rumors about a month ago, or reports on Dominican that they were offering over $400 million. So, what the problem is, a lot of the time it's an ego thing, too. So a 15-year contract at $440 is about $29 million a year, which sounds great on surface, but it'll only be the 20th highest paid contract in baseball as far as annual average salary. By the time 15 years is over, won't even be the top 100. So I think, if he had offered, say, a 10-year deal at $440, he would have jumped at it, $44 a year. Mm-hmm. And so I think they got to get, closer to $40 million a year, say, 10-year contract at 40 or, something like that, raising the bar on the average salary.
Right. What did you think of the commissioner's comments on minor league baseball pay?
Well, I think a little misconstrued. I mean, you know, this is the room and the question was asked, and he couldn't quite hear it. But I think it was phrased like, do the minor league, you know, the major league owners, they don't want to pay the minor leaguers because they can't afford it. They just don't want to pay them. And his thing is, well, when he's talking about their salaries, yeah, obviously they're low, like they've always been forever. But he goes, you know, but massive improvements with housing, meals, lodging, you know, that sort of thing. So that's part of your compensation package as well. You know, it's not just, you know, an hourly wage.
Well, and I think the point he tried to make is that it's better now than it was, let's pick a number, 5 years ago, which in reality it is. I mean, it's not, doesn't mean it's great, but it is better. And I think that was the point he was trying to make.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's much better. I mean, you know, there's a reason why, you know, the minor league players are not part of the union. You know, never have been, probably, you know, never will be. But yeah, and that's what you sign up for. It also doesn't factor, you know, signing bonuses. You know, every kid gets something. It's like, you know, if you get a signing bonus, say even just, you know, $100,000. You know, you got to factor that in as well.
Two teams that have changed their fortunes over the past few weeks. One's the Phillies, and the other one's the Mariners. So I want to get to the Phillies first. They made the change. Joe Girardi, when they started their winning streak, Girardi was actually the manager for the first game, and then Robbie Thompson took over. What has happened with them, in your opinion?
I think just, you know, starting to play, you know, a lot better expectations. Just guys are underachieving. I mean, we saw that with the Chicago White Sox. You know, we saw that with the Baltimore Orioles. You know, just at Seattle Mariners. You know, just for whatever reason, a poor performance. I mean, we saw Seattle look at, you know, Scott Servais might be in the hot seat. They stayed with him. You know, they won 14 in a row. So if they stay with Girardi, it could happen as well. We don't, you know, we don't know. But I think Thompson brings a fresh voice, everything else. You know, they're doing this without Bryce Harper too, which is impressive. You know, fighting for, you know, at least a hang in there in the wild card race. And, you know, in Baltimore, we didn't know whether Brandon Hyde was a good manager or a bad manager.
Right.
And to see him being, you know, a 500 team in that division, very impressive.
Well, see, that's what I said about Derek Shelton in Pittsburgh. I have no idea what kind of manager he is. Zero. None. Because they haven't really contended for anything. Now, in Baltimore, I mean, I give him credit. I mean, you know, what have you thought about how they have built in Baltimore? Because we know that Rutschman obviously was the first overall pick, but a lot of people don't know that roster very well.
No, you know, you got the GM from Houston, Mike Elias, was with Jeff Luhnow when they tore that thing down completely, and that's been a, you know, juggernaut for you know, since 2015, 2016, and I think that was the whole game plan here, just strip it all the way down. And I think they'll won't trade guys at trade deadline. You know, they'll trade Mancini and some of these guys, knowing that, you know, realistically you're not competing for a wild card berth now, but within a year or two, you know, they should be knocking the door, particularly with the schedule changing beginning next year. Remember, next year everybody plays everybody. So you don't have to get your head beat in playing the AL East night after night.
Exactly. What has happened with the Cubs?
Well, I just think it's a, you know, they don't want to call it rebuild, a rebuild. You know, the one thing, what they, you know, what they say, and it's true, is that, hey, we offer more money to Chris Bryant than he ended up getting. We offer more money to Anthony Rizzo. Same thing with the shortstop. With the Tigers, and you know, and they say, well, if they want to take it, let's rebuild. And you know, some of these guys are getting on. You know, Rizzo's played well. Javi Baez has been, you know, terrible since he signed with the Tigers.
Yep.
Chris Bryant's been, you know, hurt most of the first half. He only has 4 home runs playing at Coors Field. So I think, you know, I think they'll be big spenders this winter. I think they'll definitely get one of the shortstops. You know, whether it's a Carlos Correa, you know, a Trey Turner or somebody like that. I think, you know, a Dansby Swanson, I think they'll win one of these guys.
Some people will say everything's about the haves and the big spenders. And then, of course, there's a long list of have-nots along the way. How do you view baseball right now? Do you see haves, have-nots, or do you see the better middle than people realize?
I think it's a little better. I mean, particularly we saw what Baltimore did.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing Minnesota, you know, lean the division. You know, Tampa always throws everything on a skew because of what they do with such a small payroll. But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Major League Baseball, not the union, but Major League Baseball is a, you know, knows a big problem. I think they're embarrassed to have, you know, the greatest disparity in all the sports. You know, you shouldn't have a team like the, you know, Dodgers and Mets, you know, having a payroll, you know, that's a good, you know, $220, $230 million, you know, bigger than, you know, the Pirates and the Orioles and the Oakland A's.
All right, so let me ask that. They had a chance to maybe be on the road to solving that. But you and I both know the union doesn't want a floor, they don't want a cap, and anything like that. In some ways, did baseball lose an opportunity with this last negotiation, or did they need to have it turn out the way it did?
No, I think it was a lost opportunity. I mean, you know, the union was signed on the floor, but they just believe that if you do a floor, you know, they're going to come down with a cap. And at that time, Major League Baseball offered a $100 million floor, but then the luxury tax is going to start beginning at 180, you know, instead of, what is it now, 230, 240.
Right.
And so that's why they rejected it. You know, I still think the next CBA, that could come. I think you do need a salary floor, you know, just make it work. I mean, obviously, you know, even the salary cap is working like, you know, working great for the NBA guys. I mean, they're making a killing, $40, $50 million a year.
Yeah.
You know, certainly not the long-term contracts baseball gets, but they're making a ton of money, and that's with the cap.
Bob, it is always a pleasure. Thanks so much. Really appreciate your time.
All right, my pleasure, too. Take care, Steve.
Yes. Didn't you hear the same thing?
I mean, everything he said is basically what I thought.
I'm just kidding you, okay? Okay.
But it does make me a little nervous. Yeah.
Remember when the Red Sox won the World Series and Pedro Martinez was a free agent afterward?
Yes.
Remember that? How nervous was I?
None, Mr. 45 heart rate.
I had another game coming up that week. I got other fish to fry, man. They stay with my team, they do. They don't, they don't. I just, you know, I don't really sit there and, like, oh, no. I hope he stays. The bottom line is, and this is a theory I floated past the suit from day one. In the end, as we've discovered here with all the various moves in life, it's all about paper. It's all about paper.
Of course.
Your ability to get it. And eventually for Lisa to spend it. All right, so... it's all about paper. All right. USC, UCLA goes to the Big Ten, paper. Aaron Judge goes to the Mets, paper. All right. Okay. Makers of Motrin, they make paper from Matt. Back with more in a moment, brought to you by Sunbury Motors on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Shohei, for a second straight year, you are leading off the All-Star game. This time, it's Dodger Stadium, Clayton Kershaw on the mound. What are you most looking forward to tonight?
First pitch, first swing. That's it.
That sounds like fun. Thank you. Good luck.
Off we go. First pitch swinging. Flare of a base hit into center. Otani even told him through Tom Verducci, first pitch swing, and he did, and he broke his bat, but he's got a base hit.
I thought he was going to say the winner's check. No?
He doesn't seem like that kind of guy.
You really think he's an angel for life?
Oh, no way.
Why?
Because he's Shohei Ohtani.
And?
The angels stink.
And he'll go where the money is. I'm telling you, Citi Field is going to be the place to be.
Oh, boy. I could see it. Unfortunately, I could see it.
But they're the Mets, and they'll fall short.
Also, not, wouldn't be surprising.
You won how many in 13 years?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Lincoln Hyundai, best in new inventory, all with great warranties, and great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, which is so important. They go over every vehicle, and a great service department to back it all up. Routine, oil changes, you name it. They take care of all of it and much more. You know, I was thinking about your guy, Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
A certain song came to mind. You know, and yeah.
Meet the Mets, step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife.
No good!
Guaranteed
no good!
The time of your life.
No!
The Mets.
No!
The baker and the people
there
on the streets. Where do they go?
There's more to it than you think.
To meet the Mets!
Hey, this would be bad news for Philly fans,
and they're
too.
And they're jumping in their seats.
There you got Harper.
They go. To meet the Mets! All the fans are true to
and you're
the
only left with
blue.
1 through 4 innings.
So hurry up and come on down. Cause we got ourselves a
strike 3 calls.
Of the Mets of New York time. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your babies, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life because the Mets are really...
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells founder.
When they put that sign together, the Mets were so bad.
Yes, they were.
So bad. They won 40 games one year. Their first year, you're like, I mean, now look at them. Carlos Correa will be a Met. Aaron Judge will be a Met. All the headlines in the New York Post in the back page. Huh?
Oh, that would be all the glory for the New York Post.
Yeah. Hey. See, the Phillies have Harper. I think at some point, you know, with Harper, you got Schwarber.
That's true. I guess if Shohei Ohtani were to go to the Mets in the future, then that would be a little bit more of an impact.
Be the greatest two-way player in the history of the club. Huh? Why? You would be a basket case. God, we'd have some great shows if that happened.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be happy about that, safe to say.
Again, you got to think about the good of the show.
I know.
What's good for the show? Your disasters. It brings with it high entertainment value.
I've been told this once.
Who told you?
Our buddy Alex Kozora.
And what did he say?
Those exact words.
That your disasters are our entertainment value?
Yes. We need more. We need Cotrillo's rants.
I mean, I realize that you think everything that doesn't line up with your opinion is stupid. So what did you think of the... I want to get to the Andy Katz take, first of all. He made an interesting point about NBC and Notre Dame. And it's a point, I mean, in all of this, it's a point I really had not thought of. Because when this contract, pre-USC UCLA, the thought was that Notre Dame would be staying with NBC and that the Big Ten would get a primetime spot on NBC. That was the pre-USC UCLA thought. Then, of course, on June 30th, everything broke. When it broke, all the thought changed. Now, and he made a point, I just had not considered this point, that if NBC does get the Big Ten in prime time, and ESPN's bidding for it too, so. But say they do get it, which means they've poured significant resources into it to get it. Does that force Notre Dame's hand to go to a conference? And I really had not thought of it in the way that Andy phrased it.
But I thought he was 100% spot on.
Well, the part where he said Aaron Judge is going to be a Met?
Yeah, that part.
I knew you heard it too. I think I had not thought of it in those terms, and I think that's a great point. It's a great point. Notre Dame wants the $75 million a year because they're saying, look, we're an SEC team, we're a Big Ten team, we should be getting comparable money to what the Big Ten and the SEC are getting or going to get. Okay, I understand their point. That doesn't mean they're going to get it. First of all, the ratings for Notre Dame football surprisingly do not knock your socks off. You know that?
Yeah, I think part of it is the opponents they play, especially the home schedule. No offense. I mean, Toledo, Duke, those aren't going to get you a lot of eyeballs.
Right.
When they played Clemson at home a few years ago, that was the Trevor Lawrence game he missed because of COVID. Yeah, that did very well, as it should have. Those are the games you need.
Right.
And if you go to the Big Ten, you instantly bring back the rivalry with Michigan again that you used to have. And you name it. And there's rivalries that you can bring back. Like you got Ohio State week one. That would be yearly, most likely. That would get a lot of eyeballs.
Well, I mean, look, this is what the whole thing is with the Big Ten. And Andy made the point in basketball, which it's a point I've made before anyway. Getting USC and UCLA.
Yeah, and there's the US, those two okay. teams exactly. USC especially for Notre Dame.
Well, yeah, and that there's the when you look at, let's see, Notre Dame football. Okay. Number one in terms, and remember, the Michigan Ohio State rating was huge, okay? Ohio State averaged 5.22 million viewers per game. Michigan, 4.74. Alabama was third at 4.64. Penn State's fourth at 3.87. Georgia won the national championship. They were fifth at 3.61. Oklahoma, 3.46. Auburn, 3.22. Michigan State, 2.89. Notre Dame was ninth at 2.84 million viewers per game. So these are the games where, okay, where in 2021, there were 41 games where there were more than 4 million viewers. Alabama was involved in 8 of them. Ohio State was involved in 7. Penn State and Michigan were involved in 6. Georgia, 5. Oklahoma, Wisconsin, 4. Auburn, Michigan State, Nebraska, Texas A&M, 3. Arkansas, Florida, Minnesota, Oregon, Purdue, Tennessee, and Notre Dame had 2. Army. Okay, now here comes the interesting. Remember, we're talking about brands now. Let's talk about brands here for a second. Let's include in this discussion. Army, Colorado, Florida State, Indiana, Iowa. Iowa was against Penn State. Kentucky, LSU, Miami, Ole Miss, Navy, Oklahoma State, Texas, Utah, Washington, West Virginia, Clemson. Have 1 each. So in other words, Washington, everybody's touting Washington, had 1. Everyone's touting Clemson, 1. Right? Clemson and Washington and Texas had as many 4 million games as Indiana. And why did Indiana have a 4 million game, Matt?
Probably the Penn State game, I guess.
At Penn State. Notre Dame at 2. They had at Florida State. Highly anticipated, right?
Yep.
7.75.
It was a ranked matchup at the time.
Right, and it wasn't even on NBC.
No, it was...
It was at Florida State.
Yeah.
So it was ABC.
Yes, right.
ABC, ESPN, and what's there's they had a second one. Where is it in here? Notre Dame at Wisconsin.
Oh right, yeah, that was the Fox game, wasn't it?
Yeah, was that Soldier Field?
Yeah, that was the game at Soldier Field, right?
Yeah. They had 2. Penn State had 6. Iowa had 1. It was Penn State. Indiana had 1. It was Penn State. See what I mean? See, the commonality tells you what the deal is. That's when we talk about brands. Now, you notice who's also not in here. Who's not in here? USC and UCLA. But what's going to happen is they're going to crack this group because they're going to have games against Penn State, have games against Ohio State, have games against Michigan. See the difference? Difference is huge. And to the credit, give Wisconsin credit, they've got four of them in here. Auburn ended up with three. Well, that's because one of them was against Alabama and another one was against Penn State. Right?
And then you'll likely get that this year again.
Auburn-Alabama was two. Penn State-Auburn was nine. Ding, ding, ding. Where's the other Auburn game? I'm going to guess it was LSU, but... Ding, 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 ding. Nope, Georgia. Georgia. You got 41 games in the country at 4 million viewers or more. Okay, Notre Dame had two. And they're ninth in average rating. So, if you're NBC, you've got to look at the numbers, and they're demanding $75 million. They're a gigantic brand, but you've got to make some decisions here. NBC does have the extra $100 million per year to play with. If they just dump the Olympics, they'd do even better. That thud you heard in the back, that was the suit falling in his chair.
F-O-U-L-E-G, that spells foul.
They're not going to dump the Olympics. But the extra $100 million is from the fact that they no longer carry the NHL, which was $100 million a year. So that's off the books, and now they've got that money to work with and play with. Okay? So that's what they have to work with and play with right now. So,
yeah, so this is Notre Dame's home schedule this season. So this will be on NBC, just to finish off the point here. The home opener is Marshall. Then you play Cal at home. Then you got Stanford at home, which is the first 7:30 night game. Then you got UNLV at home, Clemson at home, which is a night game, and Boston College at home. That's not a really strong home schedule when it comes to the brands.
No, not in the least. Are they going to take one of those and shove it on Peacock?
Most likely. I wouldn't be surprised if that would be the Marshall game, because Toledo was the home opener last year.
Yeah, it was on Peacock, and yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine who was a huge Notre Dame fan, and he says I can't believe, he said, I had to pay Peacock to watch the game. He says, I don't want to do that. He said I'm going to do it, but he said, I was so disgusted doing it last year.
I just listened to our friend Paul Burmeister on the radio. I wasn't paying for that.
I said, well, geez, Dave. I said, at least it ended up being a close game. He goes, I don't want to get into it.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Yeah. And he said, could be worse. He said, what could be worse? Is it your best player goes cross down to the Mets? All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
So Weaver does job placement, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. I emailed her about the suit. And no bad move? No.
I don't think that's what they were quite getting into.
I thought I'd kill two birds with one stone. Okay. You know, thought I'd make everybody happy, you know. Let's see how good look you steer some business her way. What the heck? You know? That's not the reason it was put in place?
I'm going to say no on that, but I don't make those calls.
I was just thinking of everybody else. All right. There is nothing going on in sports today. I guess what, the ESPYs are tonight?
They are, yes. And of course, there's controversy surrounding that, but we don't need to get into that.
Controversy? It's an award show. Who cares?
I might watch tonight.
Why?
I forget the exact details. I saw it on Twitter just a couple minutes ago. It was, I guess, one of the awards that they... Yeah, it pretty much how I feel about it, but... One of the awards that they're giving out, apparently they aren't actually televising this year, but they televised last year, and the person that was nominated for it rejected an invitation from the ESPYs, and she made like this whole big deal about it.
Okay. It's an award show.
Yeah.
Just be grateful for any award you get in life.
It was Aaliyah Boston.
Okay.
That's
the South Carolina basketball player?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's good. She's a good player. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. The last I checked, she got a bunch of awards this year. So good for her. I mean, that's like, that's okay. No offense, but it's an award show. Hey, I don't watch it. Do you watch it?
Here and there, not really.
I've never once watched an ESPY show.
I can't say I've watched the whole thing from start to finish, but she brought the racial aspect into her argument, basically, and that's what's the big issue.
Wow. Okay. I mean, she had a great year. She won a lot of awards. Be grateful for any award you get. Jeez. I mean, the suit's very proud of his Silver Sow Award.
That's true.
And I don't think any of us went to see him get it.
Yeah, no, actually. I think just Tip of the Chief drove down themselves.
And I think the Chief went on his own.